I'm joined by Nev Conway, and Nev is the head of corporate affairs, and this is for, of course, the Royal Flying Doctor Service. How are you, Nev?
Very well, thanks, Trevor.
Now, there's been a report or a new study revealed and on the Royal Flying Doctor Service and the amount of money it provides into the Australian economy, which is staggering.
Yeah, that's right, Trevor. The report has revealed what we've always known, and that's that the Royal Flying Doctor Service provides immense benefit to the Australian community through its important health services, but we also play a significant part in boosting the Australian economy. The report shows that across the whole country, in 1 year, we'll boost economic productivity by $2.5 billion, which is quite significant, but also a good result for the service.
Indeed. Now, that's around Australia, and of course, Bundaberg being a pretty good base. How does Bundaberg fare in all this?
Well, Bundaberg is an important part of our service in Queensland. From Bundaberg, we just opened a new base there, as all your listeners would know. In Queensland, we support over 1,000 full-time jobs, that's direct and indirect, and we boost economic activity in Queensland by about $490 million a year. And Bundaberg plays an important part of that. Bundaberg, the base there, we do a lot of inter-hospital transfer and air medical retrievals and a lot of good services out of there, and it's a crucial part of what we do.
I think the thing that amazed me too is the amount of people that are involved, whether they're really involved or involved from the sidelines. You've got doctors, nurses, pilots, engineers, aircraft refuelers, couriers, cleaners, manufacturers. Whew, there's an awful lot of people involved there.
Yeah, the Royal Flying Doctor Service is a complex operation. It provides vital healthcare services, so we obviously have our doctors and nurses and all our medical clinicians, but obviously we're in the air as well, so we need our pilots and our engineers and all the support services that go into that. So it is a complex operation, but a very worthwhile one, as you know.
Indeed, and of course we do hope that a lot of our listeners don't need your service, but of course if you do need your service, it is a great service to have.
Yeah, thanks very much. Well, we think so. We've been around for 92 years. We're Queensland homegrown, and we've become a national icon, and we continue each day to get up and provide the vital healthcare services for regional, rural and remote Queenslanders. And that's what we'll continue to do, and hopefully we'll be around for a lot longer. And even during the pandemic, we've remained fully operational, or as close to it, and you know, we're ready to go as the pandemic unfolds, or we never know what that looks like, but we're here to continue to provide those healthcare services for Queenslanders.
Indeed, and of course you do cover a big area out of Bundaberg as well. And Nev, thanks for your time this morning, and do appreciate it. The Head of Corporate Affairs for the Royal Flying Doctor Service, and we wish you continued success.
Thanks, Trevor. Good morning.